A lot of people say that they don't read the Bible because they don't understand it. And as a Christian, I feel like it's my duty to teach it to you. Welcome to the Ghetto Bible Tales. I'm your host, Jerrica, and here we talk about biblical and spiritual things in a comical yet understandable way. We're going to learn, but we're going to laugh too. So grab your Bibles and your sense of humor and get ready for this. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jerrica. And guess what today is? It's Friday. You know what that means? This is a random Friday video. And today I am going to talk about three things that Christians should pray for daily. So get ready for this one. I kind of wish that somebody had told me about these things when I first got saved, because I would have been praying for them or been asking God for these things. Because I just started praying for these things in my adult life, and I got saved a while ago. So the first thing that I think all Christians should pray for daily is discernment. Now, what is discernment? Discernment is the ability to perceive, understand, and judge things clearly, especially things that are not obvious or straightforward. It's like being able to tell if a person is genuine or there to help you, or if they're the opposite of that. And being able to tell a person's intentions are pure. The Bible says that discernment is a spiritual gift because the church needs discernment. According to Corinthians, the church needs people who are able to discern error, since we are called upon to test the spirits by the Spirit. So it's also a spiritual thing in knowing what spirits are not of God and what spirits are God. So you have to have discernment in order to be able to tell the difference. Discernment is one of the main things I feel like all Christians should pray to God for daily. And if you have the gift of discernment, use it wisely, because there are some people out here who claim to have the gift of discernment when in fact they're actually just critical, fault-finding, judgmental people. And then they put discernment on top of that and say, well, I'm just discerning the moment. No, you're not. You're being a judgmental hater. This is not the same thing as discernment. The second thing that I think all Christians should pray for daily is peace. The definition of peace is a lack of conflict and freedom from disturbance. There comes many times in life where we have to deal with a lot of things that threaten to take our peace away. And it'll set us off. It'll set us on a path. I'm speaking from my own personal experience that it'll set us off and send us on a path that is ungodly. And one of my main prayers to God is definitely to maintain peace within my spirit. And peace keeps you from sinning. And that's why Isaiah 26:3 is my favorite verse of all time. Peace is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and inner peace comes from knowing that your circumstances are temporary and that God is sovereign over all. Peace comes from exercising your faith and your character growing in God. And I just think that it's something that everybody should pray for, because once you get the gift of discernment and you find out that some people aren't who they say they are, or people you thought or close to you who aren't, and you realize that they're not, when you pray to God for peace, it will set you in a place where you won't be as hurt and you won't be more likely to sin. So the first one is discernment. The second one is peace. The third one, to round it all off, is love. Love is one of the main things that Christians should pray for daily. And I ain't talking about romance. I ain't talking about finding the one. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about genuine love. Genuine love. Love for all of God's people. Because let me tell you something. You ain't gonna make it in if you don't have love for God's people. Love yourself and love God's people. And I'm saying this as a person who is learning this herself. Even the people that hate you, the people that are attempting to destroy you and bring you down, you gotta love them too, because those are still God's people. So the main, one of the main things you should be asking God for when you pray is love. Genuine, unconditional love, because God loves us in spite of everything that we do, because none of us deserve anything that God do for us. None of us deserve anything. We don't deserve anything from God, but yet and still, he still loves us in spite of. So who are we to not love other people in spite of how they may treat us, in spite of what they do to us? Who are we to not love them? Because what do we hurt God all day, every day, and yet and still, he still loves us. So the third main thing that Christians should pray for is love. Love is self-sacrificing. Love is generous. Love is unending. It's not a temporary feeling or attraction. It's not just love everybody. Shoot, God dog it. But anyway, honestly, you might as well ask God for love, because you ain't going to make it in without it, okay? So anyway, y'all, the three things that Christians should always pray for. Number one is discernment. Number two is peace. And number three is love. Those are three things that'll make your walk with Christ a whole lot easier. I promise you. What three things do you guys pray for daily? Or what three things do you suggest that I should start praying for? Or it don't have to be three. Whatever. What do you pray for daily? Let me know in the comments. Thank you for watching this video. If you like this video, please like, comment, and subscribe. If you want to request a video, you can leave a comment on this video, or you can go to one of my social media pages, leave a comment there, or you can go to ghettobibletales.com, scroll down to the request section, and type in your request there. This has been your girl, Jerica, and peace out, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. All Ghetto Bible Tell episodes are posted on YouTube simultaneously in video format. You can follow Ghetto Bible Tells on all social media pages at Ghetto Bible Tells. You can also head on over to ghettobibletells.com and request a story or topic that you wish for me to discuss on the show. Once again, this has been your host, Jerica, and this has been the Ghetto Bible Tells.